Ventura on the Californian coast is famous for more than its highway. It's also a hub for artists. And today it has a thriving art scene with plenty to see and do if you're looking for creativity and culture. Anne Flower is from the Ventura Visitors and Convention Center.
Artists have been attracted to Ventura for many years for several reasons. It was known as being a very affordable place on the Central Coast. Plus, you're surrounded by natural beauty. You have the mountains on one side, you have two rivers, and then you have the Pacific Ocean before you. So there's plenty to draw from.
And you had a long history as well, or at least a history that dates back for a long way, of writers in this area too. In fact, one of the most famous characters came out of Ventura.
This is where Earl Stanley Gardner practiced law, and he created the character of Perry Mason. And his office, which is on the corner of California and Main Street, overlooked the county courthouse where he practiced law. And he started writing his novels until he was able to stop practicing and just concentrate on his literary career.
One of the places that you've taken me to looked a little bit like a junkyard, but actually that's a place for artists as well. So how did that come about?
There is a fabulous place called Art City in Ventura, which is basically a stone yard. It's a place for sculptors to work. It's outdoor studio space. There's probably 15 to 20 artists working there, and mostly stone. They sell stone to sculptors all over the country. People come to buy rocks there, really big rocks. But anybody can wander in. You can wander in and you can see people working on beautiful pieces of art. You can buy pieces. You can commission pieces. It's a jumble of rock and people and plants and chickens and dogs, but it's absolutely fascinating.
Art is not actually the only thing that Ventura has going for. It seems to have a lot of people who are maybe not traditional artists in the way we think of it, but artisans, if you like, in their own right.
You don't find a lot of chain stores in Ventura. You do find a lot of individual one-off businesses. I think Ventura has embraced the do-it-yourself movement so that you have jewelry makers and soap makers and beer makers. I think, again, they're inspired by the creative environment here and encouraged by the community. One thing a lot of people don't know is that Patagonia, the big international climbing gear clothing company, was founded by Yves Chouinard here in Ventura as the Great Pacific Iron Works, and then it went on to become this, you know, huge company known for its stellar outdoor clothing.
You've also got some stunning old buildings, old in American sense, of course, rather than the British sense, stunning old buildings, which have actually been beautifully renovated as well. So how come you're so lucky to have so many of those so beautifully done?
When Ventura was developed, the new development went to the east side of town. And so the historic core was sort of preserved sort of by benign neglect. And then when individuals came in, they saw these fabulous buildings. So we have farmhouses that are now restaurants. We have a livery that is a theater. You can see architecture spanning from the Mission, which dates back to 1782. You can see Victorian structures, which are now restaurants, and office buildings, craftsman houses, turn-of-the-century houses, all the way through the 20s, sort of Art Deco in style. And it's all here, beautifully preserved.
That's Anne Flower from the Ventura Visitors and Convention Center. For more information, visit ventura-usa.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.